Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 14, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Nike ends a 2-year pilot program with Amazon's e-commerce platform. E-commerce platform launched by Dior in Japan. Wirecard partners Chinese travel payment company YeePay. Splitit, Chile partner for monthly installment payments. Alipay, Worldline to enable mobile payment in Europe for Asian tourists. Card issuing offering revealed by Adyen. ShareID raises $64 million US to boost the identity marketing. Euroclear Bank intending to join ECB's Target 2 securities platform. Invisible payments to take the stage as the new commerce norm. Sunrate Inc.'s deal with Morrowind for card issuing services. Bokies and Nets enter into new 5-year agreement. United Arab Bank selects Finastra for digital transformation drive. How SMB's digital banking demands change the KYC challenge for banks. LHOFT launches the Luxembourg Academy of Digital Finance. APIs tackle law firms' collections conundrum. Faster payments readies global payroll for a paradigm shift. Protivity and International Reg Tech Association study sets out roadblocks to effective KYC. Now let's get started. Nike ends a 2-year pilot program with Amazon's e-commerce platform. Athletic retail company Nike has announced it will stop selling its products on Amazon, ending a 2-year pilot program. In July 2017, Nike announced plans to offer a limited Nike product assortment on the e-commerce platform. Also, Bloomberg mentioned that Nike decided to end the program amid an overhaul of its retail strategy. Although Amazon declined to comment, Bloomberg reports that Amazon has been preparing for Nike's exit from the platform, as it has been recruiting third-party sellers of Nike products so that it ensures the brand remains available on Amazon. However, Nike will continue to use Amazon Web Services as its cloud computing provider in order to power its apps and online services. E-commerce platform launched by Dior in Japan. Dior has announced the official launch of its e-commerce platform in Japan, aiming to continue to bring it to more global markets, Fashion United reports. For this launch, the brand also launched 5 exclusive items: a new mini book tote, a small book tote, a men's t-shirt, a pair of sneakers, and an iPhone case. Also, the new e-commerce site features Dior products including men's and women's ready-to-wear, accessories, fine jewelry, watch collections, Maison Dior, and Baby Dior. Moreover, in 2019 Dior has launched e-commerce sites in Ireland, Greece, Austria, Portugal, China, Poland, Sweden, Denmark, and Romania. As Japan is a key market for Dior, they would bring e-commerce to the country, as well. Wirecard partners Chinese travel payment company YeePay. Wirecard, a global digital financial technology, has teamed up with YeePay, an independent mobile and online acquirer in China for the airline and travel industry. YeePay serves all Chinese commercial airlines and major travel agencies. Wirecard and YeePay will cooperate to provide payment processing services to these customers outside of China. The Chinese travel payment company reported a transaction volume in airline and travel of €34 billion in 2018, with nearly all transactions being online-based, according to the official press release. As a result of the partnership, the companies will leverage their payment technology and licenses to give current and new customers of YeePay a convenient and regulatory checkout process. Travel agencies, airlines, and consumers outside of China will benefit from this service offering. Splitit, Chile partner for monthly installment payments. Splitit, a global monthly installment payment solution, has announced a partnership with Chile, the makers of the ChilePad sleep system. Following this partnership, customers will be able to pay for Chile's products in interest and fee-free monthly installment payments with instant approval. Chili is a sleep science product development company offering mattress heating and cooling systems that incorporate their patented Chili technology. Their products are designed to help those suffering from sleeping issues get a better night's sleep. Splitit Solution will offer Chili's customers a streamlined way to pay for purchases in monthly installment payments with instant approval. Splitit's technology requires no credit check, application, or registration, which results in a more streamlined checkout in-store, online, or via mobile device. Splitit is a payment method solution enabling consumers and businesses to pay for purchases with an existing credit card by splitting the cost into interest and fee-free monthly payments, without the need for additional registrations or applications. The company's global footprint extends to over 500 merchants in 27 countries around the world. Alipay, Worldline to enable mobile payment in Europe for Asian tourists. Alipay, operated by Ant Financial Services Group, and Worldline have announced the expansion of their long-lasting partnership. The partnership aims to broaden the acceptance of Asian payment wallets across Europe. As part of the enhanced agreement, Worldline will bring more Asian e-wallet users to Europe by allowing merchants' point-of-sale (POS) systems to accept not only payments from Alipay's proprietary wallet, but also from Alipay's e-wallet partners across Asia. This multi-wallet acceptance will mean that merchants across Europe will see increased footfall and spend from tourists from all over Asia. Alipay currently serves over 1.2 billion users together with local e-wallet partners in the Republic of Korea, Thailand, Malaysia, the Philippines, Indonesia, India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. By using the fully integrated POS solution from Worldline, retail stores, hotels, restaurants, and transport companies across Europe are able to accept payments made using the Alipay mobile app without any effort for their staff or for the customer at the checkout. This acceptance solution is now expanded to Alipay's e-wallet partners. These will be made available to merchant customers of Worldline in the near future. Card issuing offering revealed by Adyen. Global payments platform of choice for many companies, Adyen has revealed the addition of card issuing to its offering. Adyen Issuing will allow clients to provide virtual and/or physical cards to their customers, while the cards issued by the company can be used online, in-app, in-store, as well as they can be integrated into mobile wallets. The initiative gives clients the ability to issue cards for a variety of use cases, such as marketplaces paying out to cards that can then be used to pay anywhere, and online travel agencies using virtual cards to make disbursements to their airline and hotel partners. The features that Adyen Issuing are brought to its clients are the following. A single, global platform offering clients a technology-forward issuing partner. Advanced API technology, which provides clients control over onboarding and the ability to customize cards with their branding. Real-time APIs that allow clients to be in the authorization flow and control the cardholder experience. Seamlessly integrated with Adyen acquiring capabilities to reduce card funding timelines and allowing for greater cash flow transparency. Cards issued by the client via Adyen are mobile wallet friendly and can be used to purchase online, in-app, or in-store. ShareID raises $64 million US to boost the identity marketing. ShareID, an identity market provider, has closed a $64 million US equity round led by CVC Growth Partners, CVC Growth. CVC Growth will join ShareID's board alongside Centana Growth Partners and Voyager Capital, which led ShareID's earlier financing rounds in 2017 and 2015, respectively. The new funding comes on the heels of 450% revenue growth over the last 3 years. Since 2018, ShareID has expanded its customer base to include more than 200 customers across a diverse range of B2C brands such as Target, Amazon, Lowe's, Comcast, Google, T-Mobile, and Urban Outfitters. Brands use the ShareID identity marketing platform to identify and acquire consumer tribes like students, teachers, or the military with personalized offers backed by instant verification via 9,000 authoritative data sources. These consumer tribes share important aspects of their identity, such as their life stage, occupation, and affiliations. They are socially connected and readily share information with each other, like special product offers and brand experiences, that are exclusively provided by brands to their group. This has the double benefit of increasing marketing reach while decreasing customer acquisition costs, often producing ROAS, return on ad spend, results of 25-1 or higher. ShareID instantly verifies customers via 1.3 billion identity attributes and provides global insights from over 200 of the world's leading brands, and doesn't share or sell customer data, according to the official press release. Euroclear Bank intending to join ECB's Target 2 securities platform. Euroclear Bank, the Brussels-based International Central Securities Depository (ICSD), today announced its intention to offer clients the choice between euro settlement in both commercial bank and central bank money. The option being assessed is to connect to the European Central Bank's Target 2 Securities T2S ecosystem, the European settlement platform which offers centralized settlement in central bank money across all European securities markets. Such a move would assist financial institutions in managing their risk, increasing efficiency and liquidity, and help to foster more attractive European capital markets. As an integrated settlement model for Europe, T2S has aimed to reduce European fragmentation and make securities settlement more efficient. Euroclear's ESES CSDs, Belgium, France, Netherlands, joined T2S in 2016. Euroclear Bank, by providing access to both central and commercial bank money, would advance this objective by creating a single pool of collateral liquidity across multiple currencies and market jurisdictions. The ability to optimize liquidity in a cost-efficient manner, whilst also benefiting from exceptional service levels in collateral management, asset servicing and asset protection, has become an increasing market requirement. This market initiative is aligned to the European Commission's vision for a capital market union that seeks to mobilize capital and fostering new financing opportunities for economic growth in Europe. Liv Mostry, Euroclear Group CEO, commented, "Providing direct access to central bank money through Euroclear Bank is aligned to the EU's long-standing policy objective of developing a more liquid and efficient financial market infrastructure environment. Our initiative will benefit investors and issuers alike, and contribute to more robust capital markets." Invisible payments to take the stage as the new commerce norm. Payvision, a global fintech and omni-channel payments provider, has released a new ebook exploring the future of commerce payments. The research looks into how the next generation of payments is reinventing the shopping experience, giving merchants clear insights into retail trends. By 2020, the spending power of millennials and Gen Z is projected to reach US$1.4 trillion and US$44 billion respectively, meaning that the future payments experience will be largely driven by their behavior. These consumers expect digital shopping experiences that are as natural as possible, unconscious, even. Furthermore, in their quest for the best products and services, consumers want a seamless, integrated shopping experience, regardless of touchpoint. For them, the barriers between channels will blur so heavily as to become essentially non-existent, proving that the payments transformation demands a clear need for omni-channel services. Consumer behavior, regulatory developments such as PSD2, and modern infrastructure are converging to enhance innovation and growth in the payments ecosystem. As a result, mobile wallets such as Apple Pay, Google Pay, and WeChat Pay are growing in popularity. The day will soon come when you'll no longer need to pull out a debit or credit card. In fact, Payvision estimates that 56% of all e-commerce transactions will be paid through mobile wallets by 2023. Invisible payments are already happening through recurring billing, queueless checkouts, and cashierless checkout. By 2023, invisible payment technologies will power US$28 billion in transactions, according to Payvision. Sunrate Inc.'s deal with Morrowind for card issuing services. Morrowind, a dedicated BIN sponsor that turns compliance into a competitive advantage, today announced that it is providing BIN sponsorship and card issuing services to Sunrate Partners Limited, a world-class foreign exchange and global payments provider. Morrowind is providing Sunrate with a card program which launched today. In addition, Morrowind is also acting as a BIN sponsor, providing Sunrate with access to the MasterCard scheme for card processing, along with legal and regulatory guidance to achieve compliance in the best time possible. While Morrowind has been involved in a number of issuing migrations, Sunrate is the first card program it has implemented from conception to launch. The company is seeing strong growth from businesses looking to develop new card and wallet programs, as well as retailers following the debut of its European acquiring service for online merchants. "We are very pleased to partner up with Morrowind," said Paul Meng, co-founder at Sunrate Solutions Limited. "Together with Sunrate's well-established client base, we expect to see great growth post-product launch, which will take both Sunrate and Morrowind's global footprint to a whole new level." Morrowind's legal and technical expertise makes it uniquely placed to identify developments before they appear, understand the impact of regulations before they are enforced, and anticipate the next waves of innovation before they break, said Robert Courtnage, CEO of Morrowind. "This means that Morrowind can help fintechs like Sunrate rapidly orchestrate best-in-class payment propositions designed to capitalize on emergent market changes, whilst ensuring compliance. We expect the service to grow rapidly into a truly world-beating program. As our first end-to-end issuing customer, launching a card program for Sunrate is a major milestone for Morrowind as we continue our mission to help our clients turn compliance into competitive advantage." Bokis and Nets enter into new 5-year agreement. Bokis, a Danish payment and card company representing 57 domestic banks, and Nets, a market leader in the payments industry, have entered into a new 5-year agreement. This means that Bokis member banks will continue to issue and process the Danish domestic card, Dankort. Additionally, the companies have renewed their processing agreement for international payment cards. Bokis represents Sydbank, Spar Nord Bank, Arbeidernes Landsbank and Nykredit Bank, as well as 53 local, savings and cooperative banks in Denmark, the Faroe Islands and Greenland. Together they represent about 45% of the Danish payment card market. Jan Kondrup, CEO, the Association of Local Banks and Bokis, says, "This agreement confirms our ongoing commitment to Dankort. The domestic card is the Danes' preferred means of payment, and as such we will continue to support it." Sren Nikolaisen, CEO of National Banks, Bokis, adds, "We are pleased that our ongoing collaboration with Nets is delivering a very competitive agreement for small and mid-sized payment institutions. The payments market is developing rapidly, and it is hard to make predictions about the future, but our starting point is that we must offer consumers their preferred payment solutions." The new agreement will take effect in January 2020. Agreement on international cards extended. Dankort is just one element of the collaboration, which also includes international payment card processing. This agreement, which has been renegotiated and extended by an additional 3 years, includes fraud management and dispute services. Bo Nielsen, Group CEO, Nets, comments, "We are pleased that Bokis has chosen to extend our previous agreements on Dankort and international payment card processing. With this continued collaboration, we have a solid platform for offering new, innovative solutions that will benefit the customers of the Bokis banks." United Arab Bank selects Finastra for digital transformation drive. Finastra announced today, during Finastra Universe Dubai, that it has signed a transformative deal with United Arab Bank, a UAE-based bank that offers services to retail and corporate customers. The bank has selected Finastra's Fusion Corporate Channels and Fusion Cash Management products to strengthen its corporate offering and help attract more customers. It is also upgrading to the latest version of Fusion Equation, Finastra's core banking solution, to offer an improved digital experience to its retail customers. The solutions will help the bank become more competitive, streamline internal processes and, in turn, generate additional revenue streams. Ahmad Abu Aida, CEO at United Arab Bank, said, "Customer expectations have changed drastically over the past few years and banking customers are no different. They expect their bank to offer a digital experience similar to the ones they are seeing in other areas of their lives. United Arab Bank is working on delivering this level of service to all its clients, both retail and corporate. By investing in agile technologies like Finastra's, we're making sure our business is more attractive and more competitive in the long run. Fusion Corporate Channels and Fusion Cash Management will provide a much improved, functionality-rich experience for corporate users and treasurers to effectively manage cash flows, unifying trade, supply chain finance, cash, lending and treasury services for corporate clients. The solutions will be integrated with Fusion Equation under a single portal, providing better services and improving the entire customer experience. The upgrade and integration will be managed through Fusion Advance, Finastra's dedicated upgrade management program, powered by Finastra Global Services. Serge Tome, Managing Director, MENA and Turkey at Finastra said, "The Middle East, and the UAE specifically, is seeing a sharp rise in the number of neobanks and challengers that are offering services to retail and corporate customers alike. It's crucial that traditional banks reinvent themselves and the customer experience to remain relevant. For this, they need applications that are agile so that they can adapt quickly in line with changing trends and regulations. Our solutions will enable banks like United Arab Bank to offer enhanced services to all their customers, helping them become more competitive and increase their market share." How SMBs' digital banking demands change the KYC challenge for banks. While small businesses often struggle with a lack of integrated digital tools from their traditional financial service providers, the friction in small business banking is often acute even before an SMB opens an account. The onboarding process can pose major headaches for small businesses in an ecosystem where online and mobile banking are in demand, yet not always available at the caliber banking customers have come to expect. What's more, the digital shift is adding new pressures on financial institutions, FIS, themselves, particularly when it comes to the onboarding and KYC process, as PYMNT's latest AML, KYC tracker discusses. Recent research from J.D. Power found that small businesses continue to embrace mobile banking, with its 2019 U.S. Small Business Banking Satisfaction Survey finding an 8% year-over-year increase in the percentage of SMBs using their bank's mobile banking app, 61% this year, compared to 53% last year. However, separate research from BI published earlier this year found that businesses continue to lack digital options from their banks, with most of the 600 business owners surveyed reporting that they had to go to a physical bank branch to open accounts, including checking accounts and loans. That's despite the majority 70% that say they would prefer to open a deposit account online. These business owners cited a better in-person experience at the bank branch and an enhanced omni-channel experience as the top banking improvements they would like to see. KYC complexity. One of the largest challenges FIS face today in providing digital experiences to their small business customers is enabling a seamless onboarding experience. Offering digital and omni-channel platforms also creates a broader landscape for cybercriminals and fraudsters to infiltrate. This means a more complex anti-money laundering AML and Know Your Customer KYC compliance strategy. Because the online environment continues to evolve at a fast pace, our AML strategies need to be fluid to keep up with the increased functionality and continual evolution of technology our customers expect and deserve, explained Synchrony Financial Executive VP and Chief Customer Engagement Officer Michael Bopp in an interview with PYMNT's last month. And when businesses seek to open a new account from their mobile phone or computer, KYC and AML critical components of the onboarding process must be approached with a digital-first strategy, in a significant disruption to the status quo of verifying identities in person at the bank branch. Digital banking, digital onboarding. PYMNT's latest AML, KYC tracker explores the emergence of video conference KYC, an important tool to address the demand for digital account opening, particularly when working with new clients in other parts of the world. As the report noted, video calls can be more effective and accurate in verifying identities than other electronic tools often used by FIS and other service providers in today's digital world, including comparing selfies and analyzing scanned IDs and other documents. As the tracker noted, Tata Mutual Fund is among the latest financial service providers to deploy video KYC tools, now requiring new clients to record themselves saying hello, click certain buttons and display ID documents. This footage is then reviewed to confirm a person's identity. Earlier this year, Freelancer.com CEO Matt Berry spoke with PYMNTS about video identity verification, a tactic useful for service providers beyond the banking world. While this KYC strategy is among the most secure, he warned that it relies on a high level of human expertise, a resource that not every business can afford. Further, the tracker pointed to other pitfalls: the threat of a fraudster uploading pre-recorded videos of other people, or the use of deepfake technology, for example, showing that while video KYC strategies could address business and other clients' demands for a digital account opening and onboarding experience, they also create new challenges for FIS compliance operations. Both pre-recorded and live video KYC methods encounter similar challenges, the tracker explained. FIS looking to securely and conveniently serve far-flung customer bases need rigorous ways to remotely verify identities while ensuring that onboarding is fast enough to dissuade churn. LHOFT launches the Luxembourg Academy of Digital Finance. Luxembourg House of Financial Technology (LHOFT) and Center for Finance, Technology and Entrepreneurship (CFTE) are delighted to announce the formation of the Luxembourg Academy of Digital Finance. The academy is designed to help financial institutions upskill their employees in fintech and help finance professionals to deepen their understanding of the changing landscape of the industry. The announcement was made on 13 November 2019 during the Singapore FinTech Festival, the biggest fintech event worldwide. The Academy will cover the recent developments in financial technology such as blockchain, AI applications, digital asset management, as well as more specific topics like RegTech, InsurTech, cybersecurity and more. By launching the program, the center aims to transform Luxembourg's financial institutions to digital and, therefore, strengthen the region's leading financial center position. Luxembourg, located in the heart of Europe, is the leading Eurozone's financial center and second-largest investment fund worldwide, with 135 banks established in the country. According to the PwC report from 2019, upskilling is a key response to the ongoing digital transformation of the banking industry in the region, with an increasing number of banks investing in their workforce to prepare to the fintech revolution. The report unveiled that 42% of respondents decide to conduct significant retraining to close a potential skill gap in their organizations. The partnership announcement was made on Wednesday, 13 November during the Singapore FinTech Festival. With more than 50,000 participants from 130 countries, the festival is a timely reminder of the transformation that technology is bringing to finance, and the perfect place to support the launch of the academy. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed between LHOFT's CEO, Nasir Zubairi, and CFTE's co-founders, Hoi Nguyen Tru and Tram An Nguyen. CFTE is honored to partner with LHOFT and to assist with delivering high-quality content that contributes to the development of the financial services workforce. The launch of the Luxembourg Academy of Digital Finance is an important milestone for upskilling the financial service industry. We are delighted to be partnering with LHOFT to deliver on this critical mission of keeping people at the center of technology transformation, said Tram An Nguyen, CFTE's co-founder. LHOFT is Luxembourg's leading fintech center that drives technology innovation for the region's financial services industry, connecting the domestic and international fintech community to develop solutions that shape the world of tomorrow. The LHOFT's board members include the Minister of Finance, Pierre Gramegna, and the Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce, Carlo Thill. Nasir Zubairi, the co-founder and CEO of LHOFT, said change is inevitable and digital is the core driver in financial services. Understanding the digital ecosystem and the value it can deliver to business and customers is critical. Our partnership with the leading digital education provider for financial technology, CFTE, will help ensure everyone in our Luxembourg institutions is energized and sees the potential that fintech can deliver to their work and develop their careers. The partnership with LHOFT is the latest milestone in a series of top-tier collaborations by CFTE. This follows the launch of a program OFAI in finance in the Middle East with ADGM Academy, the partnership with Finance Montreal to create the first online course on open banking, and the partnership with Hong Kong Cyberport to upskill finance professionals in Asia. APIs tackle law firms' collections conundrum. Late and unpaid invoices are an accounts receivable nightmare for any business. But in the legal services arena, researchers estimate that up to 14% of all hours billed to clients are never paid, according to Clio's 2019 Legal Trends report. The industry is no stranger to collections headaches, and according to Clio, an outstanding invoice racking up longer DSO, days sales outstanding, timeframes cannot always blame a client's lack of sufficient funds to pay the bill. Often, a law firm's own behavior in chasing unpaid bills, or strategies in payment acceptance, can hamper invoice payment success. Another survey from LexisNexis, which questioned more than 300 law firms about their AR practices, found that attorneys and other professionals in the sector struggle with the awkward task of following up on unpaid bills, even though about half of survey respondents say as much as 39% of their firm's client base is late on their payments. And pointing to separate data from Legal Trends, Clio said 50% of legal services clients say they are more likely to hire a lawyer if they accept electronic payments, and 40% say they wouldn't hire a lawyer who didn't accept credit or debit cards. Further, researchers found 85% of invoices that allow for electronic payment acceptance are paid within a week, and most than half are paid same day. But as Vince Arnoldi, president of Client Pay, a payment service provider for the professional and legal services industries, told PYMNTS in a recent interview, though card acceptance is critical to accelerating accounts receivable in this sector, it's not the only factor that the legal services market needs to improve upon in order to ensure more reliable cash flow. The power of data. We're seeing more and more payments transition from check or wire to card, Arnoldi told PYMNTS. This is a trend that will continue into the future. Although some firms are reluctant to take on the interchange fees associated with card acceptance, they understand that the reduction in write-offs due to acceptance of cards outpaces the fees associated. He added that data is at the heart of promoting card acceptance in the law arena, particularly when it comes to the ability of Level 3 data collection to lower interchange fees for law firms. Advancement in corporate card technology is also opening doors to cards, both consumer and commercial, gaining traction in this space and promoting faster invoice payments. Data plays a larger role in ensuring legal service providers see their invoices settled, beyond lowering interchange costs and promoting card acceptance, however. There are numerous reports that legal services firms need to ensure accuracy of payment allocation back to the system of record, he explained, pointing to Client Pay's own reporting module that enables automatic data collection, analysis, and automation. In short, law firms must be able to understand where they are in order to know where they're going. The more real-time information our firms have, the more purposeful they can be in executing their collections processes, which are critical to revenue retention and profit optimization, he added, noting, more data allows for better decision-making. APIs opportunity. Of course, it's one thing to have data, it's entirely another to be able to share it, collect it, and integrate it across platforms. Client Pay recently announced several enhancements to its API connectivity capabilities with a focus on elevated analysis and reporting on payments and accounts receivable for its legal services customers, with the updates supporting the ability for firms to report on recurring payment collections. Collaborating with partners enables the platform to integrate directly with their data, offloading the burden of PCI compliance and security from the legal services firm to one of Client Pay's partners, explained Arnoldi. API connectivity allows, for example, a legal services firm to automatically collect payment based on stored payment methods, without compromising security. Shifting payment habits. With consumer and corporate customers continuing to demand electronic payment acceptance from their legal service providers, the accounts receivable landscape in this market faces greater pressure to digitize, automate, and adhere to the wide range of payment habits. On the client end, this of course means the move from ACH and wire to card payments. But on the accounts receivable side, businesses in this industry are also changing their receivables tactics beyond accepting cards. Flexibility, said Arnoldi, is increasingly important in this space, with accounts receivable technology now able to support the creation of unique payment schedules with custom terms. Further, service providers of all sizes are beginning to look at technology and emerging payment tools as opportunities to promote revenue and mitigate the risk of non-payment. Professional service firms all share the same goal: provide an exceptional service to their clients and create efficient and effective processes for the collection of revenue, he said. Although mid-sized to large firms continue to use standard banking for receipt of funds via electronic payments, we are seeing smaller firms push for more emergent methods. Faster payments readies global payroll for a paradigm shift. Increasingly, the gold standard for payments is invisibility. Platforms and payment service providers are seeking digital, integrated payment experiences that are so seamless, neither the payee nor payer take much notice that a transaction has even occurred. Such is a standard that is making its way to the payroll space. Employees want to be paid on time, accurately, and without any additional administrative burden. Requirements that have made direct deposits and other electronic payroll methods popular choices over the paper payroll check. On the employee side, this transaction may seem seamless and straightforward when it goes right. But on the back end, said Ainit Ghez, Papaya Global co-founder and CEO, complexities abound. Time report collection, data aggregation across different formats and departments, data consolidation for processing, tax withholdings and benefits calculation must all be done, approved, and processed for on-time payroll. That's just a domestic payroll at one company, noted Ghez in a recent interview with PYMNTS. But when we talk about global payroll, we're talking about the same process, but in different languages, with different currencies, and with different salary structures, and possibly even different types of benefits. So, a country with employees in five countries faces all those challenges five times over. The distributed workforce. Having employees in multiple markets around the globe may have been a challenge reserved for the largest multinational conglomerates of the past, but today, global expansion is an ever more attainable reality for smaller businesses, Ghez added. This is an important component of a company's ability to grow and succeed, she said. But with that cross-border expansion comes growth of the distributed workforce, especially as digitization now enables companies to hire employees around the world without the need to establish physical offices in every location. But this expanded talent pool not only compounds the complexities and volume of payroll tasks, but as Ghez noted, compliance can quickly turn into a headache. It is important to remember that payroll today is much more than simply calculating earnings and paying people, she said, pointing to challenges like data privacy, tax codes that change from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, and more. Compliance is still a major challenge. GDPR and similar legislation are tied with payroll because of all the personal data that goes into payroll calculation. Calculating costs for each employee is a new challenge for the global age. Faster payments shift the landscape. The complexities of payroll, especially when paying employees across borders, threatens to increase payroll errors. Research shows employees quickly become frustrated when payroll mistakes are made. According to Ghez, collaborating with third-party providers is a useful tactic for payroll firms like Papaya Global to promote accuracy and compliance in individual jurisdictions, although she said the company is currently developing a proprietary, automated payment transfer function to meet global payroll demands. Emerging payment technologies, namely, faster payment initiatives and services, are playing a significant role in not only enabling businesses and their payroll service providers to address global payroll friction, but also in transforming the payroll function at a broader level. While there is a discernible shift taking place among millennials, the bottom line is that virtually all employees just want to be paid on time and accurately, said Ghez, adding that faster payments support this demand. The shift we are already seeing is a gradual movement towards same-day or real-time payments, where employees can receive their compensation at the end of each workday, or have the funds available in their accounts whenever they want to access them. While traditional banks and government regulations are certainly supporting many markets shift toward faster payments and thus opening the door for same-day or real-time payroll capabilities, Ghez noted there is particular opportunity in corporates' ability to address global, faster, automated payroll needs without having to rely on the bank, thanks to technologies like blockchain and fintech business models supporting data integration. Technological innovation. Faster payment technologies make payroll faster and cheaper, she said. They save time because they remove time constraints, which takes a great deal of pressure off of the process, she explained. They are cheaper because they do not have to be handled through the banks, saving on unnecessary fees. Those goals are also presenting new opportunities for cryptocurrencies, which Ghez said not only has potential to disrupt payroll, but will also lead to interesting responses by traditional financial institutions exploring their own digital currency technologies. Artificial intelligence and robotics similarly are gaining traction in payroll to promote automation, as well as to address fraud, a growing concern in payroll amid digitization and global expansion. At a technological level, these shifts can address much of the pain points of payroll, both domestic and cross-border, from security to compliance to the speed and timing with which employees are paid. At a higher level, though, Ghez said these technologies are both driving, and a response to, shifting payroll paradigms. These tools stand to revolutionize how people think about getting paid, she said. It's hard to predict what that will mean for people, but it is a clear step toward the direction of progress. There is no benefit to making people wait to get paid. Protivity and International Reg Tech Association study sets out roadblocks to effective KYC. Protivity and the International Reg Tech Association (IRTA) have released the findings of a global market study they conducted to investigate the effectiveness of current Know Your Customer (KYC) processes. The study reveals an urgent need for more effective industry alignment to accelerate the digitizing of KYC processes and greater use of shared platforms. KYC processes involve the identification and verification of customers and help protect financial institutions' services from being misused for illegal activities. The joint study included interviews with regulators, financial institutions, and technology service providers across multiple international jurisdictions in leading financial centers as well as emerging markets. The purpose was to identify a roadmap for improving costly and ineffective manual KYC processes that are suboptimal for financial institutions and often lead to a poor customer experience for their clients and hinder financial inclusion. The study's report also provides strategic recommendations tailored for each stakeholder group on how to transform current KYC processes. The study concluded that key roadblocks to KYC innovation include inconsistent governmental and regulatory support for digitization efforts, difficulty in developing effective operational and commercial models for digital-enabled shared platforms, concern over data strategy and integrating legacy systems with new digital solutions, conflict between KYC and data privacy requirements that can prevent data sharing, shared platforms, consisting of a centralized, decentralized, or distributed database that can be used to share KYC data within a financial institution and across multiple institutions, can reduce redundancies in KYC processes and improve customer experience. Today's inefficient and ineffective manual KYC processes are onerous and costly, said Shubhendu Mukherjee, a director in Protivity's risk and compliance practice. By getting the key stakeholders to collaborate, we can develop and adopt digital solutions and shared platforms based on consistent regulatory and data standards. It's critical to make this a standard practice across the financial services industry. According to the report, key enablers of digitally optimized KYC processes include the use of new technologies, such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, and distributed ledger technology, to reduce the time and cost of KYC operations. The financial industry also needs to utilize shared KYC platforms to eliminate redundancies in processes and improve customer experience. It is essential for policymakers, regulators, institutions and solution providers to align on their understanding of how digital-enabled KYC can transform outcomes for people and businesses, said Richard Matten, executive board member for the IRTA. A shared understanding of the significant risks of continuing to rely on legacy approaches is equally important. Our recommendations provide a blueprint for broader RegTech adoption that enables better regulatory compliance and improves the efficiency and effectiveness of compliance processes. Report offers recommendations. The Protiviti IRTA report includes recommendations for key stakeholders and platform providers that lay out how existing policy frameworks and mechanisms can be leveraged to drive the understanding, testing and adoption of KYC optimization, such as consistent regulatory standards and mandating the development of common data models to support KYC optimization. Regulators to be actively technology-informed, developing views on the regulatory effectiveness of specific technologies without endorsing actual vendors. Best practices for the development of shared platforms and standards for data sharing. Co-creation of industry assets such as data trusts, typology banks and open IP from regulatory tech sprints and proofs of concepts. About the KYC study. The Protiviti, IRTA KYC Innovation Study, conducted from May through August of 2019, targeted leading financial centers and developing markets that are at various stages of KYC optimization. Extensive interviews were conducted with government and regulatory agencies, financial institutions, KYC digital solution and shared platform providers, as well as innovators and thought leaders. The study also relied on a wide range of official documents, such as corporate announcements, regulatory filings and reports on digital initiatives. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.